sorry if you already addressed this. I just walked out. Are you the backup plan if Todd's arm doesn't hold up?
That's a good question. I mean, I've been working at guard and tackle like I always do, and I'm preparing this week like I prepare every week, and we'll just see where it goes.
Did you get more reps today than you normally get?
No, my reps have been this similar. Since week one, I've been trying to get more and more reps inside ever since a guard went down and I had to be pushing the guard after playing no guard in the preseason. So from that sense, I've been getting more work at guard, but that's been something I've been focused on all season.
Okay. Are you getting at both guard? I mean, where are you specifically getting your reps from? Is it still the same that you've always gotten?
I move all over, honestly. I've been doing guard and tackle. I wanted to do a little more guard this week just because I had to play it in the game yesterday, and I think that's a good idea. So since I've had more reps at tackle, I've tried to focus and get a little more at guard, you know, just because you never know.
So you're getting more reps at guard today, would you say? You got more reps at guard?
Probably, but that was more for my comfort level than anything else.
If anybody knows anything about J.J. Watt, you do. What makes this dude such a special individual?
I think more than anything, he's a smart player, and he's a player that works hard. So J.J. knows what he sees out there, and you know, sometimes he'll take some risks, but they're very calculated risks, and he knows what he's doing. And really, I think what it is, it's a guy that has talent, and then on top of that talent, he has a supreme work ethic. When you put those things together, you really get a good player.
Now, do you have specialized knowledge from having practiced against him?
I mean, I might have a better feel for him than somebody that's never been up against him, but there's a little bit of a difference between practice reps and game reps.